Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good morning, everybody around the world. We're coming to you live right here from inside the broadcast facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. Just, cranking away in the facility already. We are doing, again, some crazy, crazy mods.
You are, man.
On another one of these Jeep JKs, man. I'll tell you what, we are having a lot of fun with them down here in South Florida. The weather's beautiful. There are crazy events going on right now in the entire automotive motorcycle world arena, everything from Barrett Jackson to the Celebration Car Exotic Society festival going on up in Orlando. That's with Paul Sr.
Paul Sr.
And those guys doing an unveil for Discovery Channel. So there's a lot of great things going on right now.
I got to say good morning to the beautiful Robin and Layla. We want to send our thoughts and thoughts and condolences out to the beautiful Robin. She just lost her aunt, with whom she was very close, here in Bristol Springs, Florida, about 2 hours away. I think she's going to make a run over there. And we are thinking about her right now, Bub. And we love you, and we know you're going through a lot. We're going to support you and be right here for you. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The moose is loose in Abacoa. And online, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Outlaw Boutique. Find her there online. A lot of great stuff happening down at Barrett Jackson today, Bub. Let's talk a little bit about that, man. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, man. Crazy things going on. A lot of great rides out there, man. The industry is full of them. And I'll tell you what, right here in Palm Beach, South Florida, this thing is kicking off with a bang. Started Thursday afternoon and is now getting into those peak time slots at Barrett Jackson. The auction block is going to go insane today. We're going to be down there all day today, probably all day tomorrow as well, looking and possibly making some new sales and purchases down there. We got a lot of stuff filtering through.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff. We've got several of our clients down there right now that are purchasing some new vehicles and taking care of some things. And I'm sure they'll wind up here, man. I think one of them is going to buy about like 8 vehicles or something.
Yeah, man. It's, probably tomorrow morning, Monday morning. Monday morning. We'll start off with a bang.
Yeah. And you usually do see an influx of vehicles once the auction is closed. They start showing up in here for you to take care of, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Down at the South Florida Fairgrounds, ladies and gentlemen, the cars are rolling across the block right now. I think you should get if you haven't seen it, you haven't been part of it, check it out, man. It is good. I also know Velocity, I think, is carrying that live. I was watching it last night. Part of John Salupi's collection was running through there last night. He had everything from some very classic cars, the Mustangs and things like that, to some pretty wild, like 1946 Ford truck that had a 27 motor in it with Offenheiser components. It was pretty neat, man. It was pretty good stuff, man.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's crazy too is there's a collection of rides that are going through there. That is John Stalupi's collection, and a huge heavy hitter down here in South Florida, especially in the automotive world. He doesn't own junk, doesn't buy junk, doesn't associate with junk, and all he has is very high end rides, very clean top shelf stuff. And I'll tell you what, man, that's going to be great for all the guys. You know, he has this warehouse essentially that he stores all of his rides, and that's more of a museum than it is anything. And, he buys the best and he puts them all out there on the auction block every year. And it's nice because it allows the average person to buy a very high end ride. And that's really what this industry needs, man. And just enough of the nonsense with the old rides. Rides that are top quality, get in, turn the key, and actually enjoy the thing.
I was real. I've never seen his the one blue Mustang he had, convertible 66. Man, it was really, really a top shelf restoration. Man, it was real pretty car. Man.
Yeah,
a lot of good stuff going through Barrett Jackson. I think we're gonna go down there too, right, Bub?
Yes.
Man, last week, remember 9:15, I looked at the clock and I thought, wow, man, I am really getting sick. My head's just now clearing. It sounds like you're starting to catch it here.
Yeah, of course.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Not what you want in beautiful, sunny South Florida, huh?
No, you were like a walking ball of funk, and now it's all around everyone.
Yeah, man. And I haven't been sick in 4 years. How about that, Bub?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Good morning to Kent Brown. Kent is up there in Massachusetts. He's checking us out. Good morning, Kent. How are we doing up there, man? How's everything going your way and with you, man? I hope everything is doing really, really well. He was just here not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long.
Yeah. I always like it when he's here, Bob.
I think we did a barbecue.
Did you?
He doesn't remember. He was drunk.
He was.
The whole time.
He's still drunk.
I know.
I think he
still doesn't remember the barbecue.
No, he still doesn't.
No.
How about that?
Yep.
What do you think? Bear Jackson's in town, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out for sure. Hey, Bub, understand a lot of great things. Let's not forget about the unveil of the American Chopper bike that's going on today at 2 o'clock up at the classic, what is it? The Celebrate Exotic Car Festival up there in Orlando. That's going to be an amazing event. And it's part of their new show coming starting May 28th at 10 PM. I think you said
Thursday nights, man, back on Discovery, Paul Sr., all of the entire crew of Orange County Choppers on TV, known as American Chopper. It is back Thursday nights, May 28th, 10 PM.
I will only tell you this. It does. The new show will be featuring Senior, Junior, Mikey, the whole crew, Bub.
Yeah, it's, you know, really looking forward to it, man. There was, you know, of course, a huge following, really what kicked off reality-based TV, you know, 15-plus years ago, and, you know, really set the industry for everything in terms of, man, just from a TV-based standpoint to, you know, the motorcycle world to, you know, everything that involves around it, man. And, you know, that's when it was a lot of fun. You know, we talk about it all the time where, you know, those guys that, that did that at that time, at that era, you know, there was Jesse, there was Paul Sr., Paul Jr., and Billy Lane. There was, you know, Indian Larry. I mean, there was a entire group of guys, you know, that were out there doing it, killing it. Eddie Trotta, you know, all these guys out there that were just killing it in terms of, you know, fabrication and design. And in that, that time frame, it was, you know, media and TV was based on a lot of reality, which made it fun because you could watch these guys as they would start a design. And, you know, the concept of the show showed it all. It showed the, you know, and of course it was scripted. They had to put it all together as a plan.
Sure it was.
But you were able to see something from start in terms of like renderings and designs all the way through fabrication, you know, whether it be a success or failure, and all the way through to the finished end product. And it made you want to watch the show because, you know, now A, not only you learn from it, but B, you also got to see that transformation. So it kept you sitting there watching. So whether you wanted to learn something about what was going on, maybe in terms of fabrication, metalwork, welding, designs, how to roll metal, how to bend it, how to, you know, how to wire things, you know, whatever it may be that you wanted to learn, it was there. And that's what you're going to start seeing again. It's just going to be even stronger than it was before.
Our good friend Kent Brown says, good morning to you as well. I do like the liquids for sure. Absolutely, Kent. But a lot of good things happening for us as well. Today is the official move over to Podcast One.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that if we could, please.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's been fun for a really long time. We've been broadcasting through a pretty solid company and, you know, we've had a great time with it. Doing our live shows every Saturday, not only just from a podcast standpoint, but also on many types of social media outreach, YouTube, Facebook. Yeah. As you guys see, it is all broadcast and live in 4K stream. So you guys can see physically into the studio, not just hear a voice on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a lot of fun doing that. Going over the transformation to Podcast One has been great.
A lot of work, you know, too, Bob.
Yeah, a lot of work, man. Looking forward to the future with it. We'll see what it brings. And, you know, just another door that opens up, and you don't know why until you get through it.
I want to say good morning to my beautiful wife, Robin, who says hello. Good morning, sweetheart. And as I said at the top of the hour, our thoughts and prayers are with you as you move through this time with your aunt. I wanted to say that publicly that you're dealing with that. You're an amazingly strong woman, Robin, and you are my spirit and you are my backbone, and you are what supports me and gives me the desire to get up and go every day so that Bob and I can be together. And I love you dearly. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Bob,
what
you got to say?
You're getting all mushy, dude, on the radio.
Yeah,
you can't
you know
do
what?
That.
I don't mind. I don't mind.
But the conversation sounded like she needed to respond, like as if she were on the phone with you or something. So that's why I was just being silent, waiting for a response. But we got nothing. She's not connected.
Good morning to Diane Jackson. She's also watching as well. Diane, where are you from? Let's tell us a little bit about it. Yes, we are moving the show over to Podcast One. We'll still be coming up through Blog Talk Radio here for a bit. And we still will be the only Motorsports podcast brought to you in 4K and live stream. That's an all brand. That's a brand new feature for the guys over at Podcast One, Bub.
Yeah.
Podcast One has a variety of other celebrities over there. They've got Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
They have Laura Ingraham is there. Shaquille O'Neal is there. A lot of great, great shows are there. PodcastOne.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. It's a really, really cool platform, and we're very proud to be part of that as well, Bob.
Yeah, man, we're really looking forward to it. You know, we have a lot of fun doing the radio show.
We do, Bob.
Not really, but you know, it really locks us down here.
It does.
A lot of people don't understand how much time and commitment it takes.
Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah, man, it's, you know, it's full commitment. You know, it's something that you know, you throw it all out there, and a lot of people think, oh, well, it's just an hour thing that they do on Saturdays. It's not. It's much more than that. You know, it's a contract where you have to be locked into it, and you can't screw up, you can't modify, you can't alter, you can't fade from it. You know, you have to ride through this thing. And, you know, over the next 2 years, there's going to be a lot of things that go on and change in personal lives that, you know, are going to, that of course you have to now put on the back burner because of something else that has been committed to. So it's a lot more than just a Saturday show.
And you know what, Bub, we can talk about that for a second. You know, when you're building cars, I think you can apply it across the board. When you're in the public's eye, like we are, when you commit to doing a 2-year contract like this, it takes a lot out of you. There's a lot of very positive things, and it takes very few of the negatives to really wear at you. And a lot of people don't see the positive in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when that negative is viewed, and that's what that's what people want to push instead of understanding both sides of a story or understanding everything, especially from a press related perspective, you know, it makes it very hard. It almost challenges you every day to get up and go.
Yeah.
So, and Diane Jackson says hello back. Hello, Diane. Thanks for joining us. Diane, where are you joining us from in the country? Please let us know. And Bub, what does it take from you personally, for example, because you are in the public's eye, as am I. Let's share with the world. We don't mind being very open. We like people to be part of our lives. What does it take from you personally to do shows like that on top of building the best cars out there, man?
It's a lot of time. It's really hard when you've got so many things that you're trying to juggle, mm-hmm. you know, clients, special builds, celebrity builds, you know, you've got all these different things going on that you've got to keep your hands wrapped real, real tight around, cause you can't fail on those, but you also have commitments on, you know, the outsides that you have to make sure that are 100% as well. So it's a lot of a balancing act, you know, getting your mind right and getting focused from, you know, shifting from this gear to the next gear and still being 100% through both of them is really, really tricky. You know, this morning, you know, we got in here super early, 6 a.m. We're in here cranking away.
Yes.
And, you know, in here this morning, I'm doing a crazy design. I'm literally fabbing an entire front bumper and rear bumper for a Jeep JK. So, you know, everything JK model, everybody always asks, that's from 2007 all the way up to 17, going into 18 now as well. So I'm actually doing custom fabbed and designed 3/16 steel bumpers. So I'm literally making bumpers for a vehicle, which
you
is, you know, not many guys out there with a skill set can do it. Not many guys out there will even risk doing it. You know, it's not just about the looks. It's also about the safety of it as well. You have to understand these are bumpers. That is
it's
first point of
hit.
Impact
yep.
on an accident. So you've got to make sure it's strong. You know, so there's a lot of work that goes into it. So I did that from 6 a.m. till 8:55 when I walked in this room to go live at 9 a.m. So it's, you know, to be able to shift from a design of, you know, how do I make these bumpers not only strong structurally with integrity and safe, but also, well, bam, I need to shift gears and immediately be able to just talk about what we're going to discuss today on the show, but I've got to go 100% on both of them. So it's, you know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of mind control to be able to do that.
And it's, Bub, it's also and again, we're not complaining. We're just sharing with everybody a lot of what it takes. You know, it's coming in and setting the audio levels. We lost our producer this week. We are going to be receiving we'll have a new producer starting shortly. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen around the world, I am looking to have one more person join the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team. I am looking for a solid body man. Who can come in and help us clean up and catch up on some of the body work we're a little behind on. I'd like to get that done, Bub, finalized, and get some of these things faster out the door, as you know.
Well, you know, and that's one of the steps and processes in this industry that is, you know, truly, man, that's probably the biggest dying art of it all.
Yeah.
You know, is guys that understand true paint and body work.
Yeah.
You know, we did a show on it yesterday on our Facebook live stream that we do Mondays and Fridays. We do those 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, we do tech tips. We do fun stuff. You know, how do you go from start to finish, maybe on a small project, maybe just a cold air intake install, you know, product reviews, you know, whatever it may be, we do discuss and we do a 15-20 minute segment with sponsors. We do a lot of fun stuff with it. So, you know, we'll discuss what, for example, yesterday's show was about: paint finish, wet sanding and buffing,
yes,
paint correction, final steps to getting a mirror quality shine. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that takes a lot of true skill. And in today's world, man, it's just not there in the automotive industry. Now, I mean, and I don't want to say it's not completely, but it's very, very, very rare anymore, man, to find really, really, really solid guys that are quality, that have their head screwed on straight, that, you know, just are not a mess and aren't just sitting around milking it out as much as they can to just get a paycheck at the end of the week to sit around and do nothing. You know, it's guys that actually enjoy the art of it, guys that want to see that start to finish, guys that want to do the start to finish and be proud of the end result.
It's funny too, Bob. I was talking to our landlord, Donnie, today. He's a really, really good dude. He owns a company right next door called Land Yachts. Mm-hmm. They are probably the industry leader when it comes to aftermarket affiliations, repairs, mm-hmm. you know, add-ons to your recreation.
Yeah, people from all over the world send their RVs in.
Right here to Donnie, next door.
Yeah.
It's called Land Yachts. You guys check it out online, landyachts.com, landyachts, all one word, .com. And I was talking to him today, and one of the things that he was saying is, good morning to Scott Schrader. Good morning, Scott. How are you, bro, my friend? One of the things Donnie was saying is what you and Bub are doing, it was a very heartfelt conversation. We not only have a very professional relationship, we divide the line, and we have a very personal relationship as well, Bub, as you know.
Yeah.
It was a very heartfelt conversation. Donnie has been our biggest cheerleader next to, you know, our partners in our life since we moved to South Florida. And certainly he would not have stood by anybody like he stood by us. So mm-hmm. I have a tremendous amount of respect and loyalty to the man and his mm-hmm. wife, Brandy.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to know who we're talking about Donald Cracker, K-R-A-K-E-R, Cracker, and you'll see him on out there. But on Facebook, good people, good morals, good values, good Southern people. And he was saying, Bub, that he sees in you, and I say this very respectfully, it touched me emotionally. He sees in you what he used to be as a young man, only much more technologically advanced and skill set advanced. He sees the quality of who you are and what you do. And it's why he stood by our side for so long and supported us. And one of the things he capitalized on was what you do is such a dying art anymore, which is why we're shifting our business model considerably.
Mm-hmm.
The paint and body side of things is not there. And you go what you initially think you're going to jump into and knock out in, you know, 8 months, you're stuck 2 years and 8 months doing.
Yeah. And it's, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, man. And it's only people that understand the skill understand exactly what that means. You know, for example, I mean, for himself, you know, Don is who I'm referring to. He's got
the Corvette of his dad.
He's got a 73 right. Vette, I believe it is. Yeah. Maybe a 68. I want to say it's one of those two, but it's a C3 Corvette.
Yeah.
And, you know, super beautiful car, but it's one that in order to do that kind of restoration, and trust me, this is a frame off every nut, every bolt, every clip restoration. He's been doing a rotisserie design, and mm-hmm. it takes time, man. And one person on one car takes a really long time. If you want a quality job, and trust me, when I say quality job, people out there have no idea what a true quality job is unless you see it. It's very, very rare that you see it. You know, we've got cars that get shipped in here all the time that have been north of six figures put into them for, you know, rotisserie restorations and upgrades and builds and designs from very big names in the industry. And I'll tell you what, they get here and they're still only 90%. And, you know, to be able to do these things and to do them 100% every time is a lot of work, a lot of skill. And you're not going to go find it on every freaking corner. Let's just be real.
And part of it is, you know, people see us do the shows and everything and think because we feature a car, or we feature this or we feature that, that, you know, it's we're putting somebody else's car in front of theirs. They have no idea what our workload is. They have no idea how we do things. We try to change it up from a show perspective
mm-hmm.
so that everybody gets a little technical advice and a little bit of love from the modern cars, the older cars. For Christ's sakes, we've got parts to Camaros delivering to your house, and I don't even know how
Man.
That comes about.
I'll tell you what, dude. Hey, and you know what? It's honestly, there's some companies.
And then they're wrong.
Even some companies in the industry, man, big names that you wouldn't, you know, everybody thinks are go-to. Man, what a freaking mess, dude. Not, you know, I'm not throwing the name out there. I'm not going to. I'm not going
to
smash it like that.
You don't
but I'll
need
tell
to.
You what, it's.
How do they even get your home address, man?
The past week and a half I was dealing with, you know, for example, so 3 weeks I've been doing, 4 weeks I've been doing one top every night after hours from 6 to 10 every night. I'm putting 4 hours into this thing every night. And it was a fiberglass top for a, what you could consider like a Tri-5 Thunderbird, right? Cause it was 55,
you'll
56,
see it on
57.
Instagram, by the way.
So 57 Thunderbird top doing it and, you know, getting through it. Of course, that's a fiberglass top. The inside of it, of course you have headliner. You had that one, 57 had portal windows, so the little, you know, 6.5 inch round, you know, glass windows on the sides, left and right. You know, there's latches, there's two in the front, two on the sides, two in the rear. So 6 latches total. You know, a lot of different pieces and components that make up this top. You've got the weather strip pieces. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah, you ordered weather strip for two cars.
7, 8 pieces of weather strip that have to go around this thing. Plus, then you have all your stainless trim that goes around it. So 16 pieces total there because they're double up. So there's so much work. Yeah, there's so much work that goes into this thing just to get, you know, parts and accessories in for it. But it's, you know, one of those pieces where you spend an entire month working, you know, from 6 to 10
just
every
one
night.
Top.
On one top, and that is to do it right. That's not to be like a quick paint shop in the area where, you know, just locally that are, you know, franchise where you scuff them down, you tape the crap up and you shoot it. And that was part of our problem, which what took so long because this car had that done 8 times in the past.
It sure did. And we stripped through all 8 layers. You were ordering parts for 3 tops. You had a Vette, a Camaro, and a T-Word.
Yeah.
You had parts being sent all over the place.
Somehow there were parts showing up in my house. They were showing up.
How did you get 2 right-hand sides for a Camaro?
I don't know, man. So parts all over the place. One went to my house. One went to the shop. By the way, on the same order. So that's what makes it really weird. Literally, like, half the order went here. Half the order went to my house. It was just split right in half somehow. No freaking idea
how. But
if
you did something like that, they'd prosecute you.
Oh, for sure. So it's just been a mess. But it's, you know, it's all the way down to just as little as stuff, man. You know, you place orders. Sometimes parts, even though you click order and it's in stock right away, within 30 seconds, not even 0.3 of a second, somebody else in the entire world could have just bought that same part. And now, bam, you're on a 4-month back order.
Funny you mentioned that. You just had that happen with
twice.
A Steeda strut brace. I'm not trying to throw anybody out there. Steeda's the best of the best. It's all you build with. But you ordered a strut brace for a client who ordered the entire SEMA package.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It wound up that the client charged his card back, saying that he didn't get his part. Meanwhile, we've been notifying him that all of that one part, he got his turbo, he got everything.
Mm-hmm.
The one part that he wanted to add on, which was, he bought it right off our website.
Yeah.
Big deal. By the way, good morning, Jeff Graham's wife. Speaking of Camaro, say good morning to Jeff Graham.
Morning, Jeff.
The one part that he ordered, which was one of the less expensive parts, I think
it was the cheapest part on there. Yeah, cheapest part on there. Yeah.
And it wound up, he canceled his order, kicked his credit card back, which inevitably falls back on us, you know, mm-hmm. because we're retailing the product.
Right.
It debits into our account, throws our accounts out of balance, right? Because they don't tell you that they're doing it. The credit card companies just go out and do it.
Of course.
And you're wondering why your account's upside down by a mere $200. Not upside down, but, you know, something's out of balance.
Yeah,
in there. You know, the numbers are going backwards instead of forwards, right? I don't know if you know this, but I got an email from him last night because Steeda finally came out of back order.
Well, so it came out of back order on the 5th, right? We had a bunch of stuff on back order, actually, this past couple months. 18 model year, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, man. Coming out of SEMA 17, which is in typically end of October, going into the first week of November, right? This is the biggest show in the automotive world, and
huge.
That is where the aftermarket industry goes to debut its new products. Everything that goes from that year forward, but
huge.
Also product releases that are brand new products, but also go many years back as well. And this was one of those pieces that was a brand new release in November of 17. We debuted it on the SEMA 17 wide body S550 Mustang that we had built for Precision Turbo. We debuted it there at SEMA. This client saw it. He ordered it, wanted it. And of course, just because it's at SEMA doesn't mean they're literally on shelves ready to go. So he places his order and right away out of the gate goes on back order because there are just so many people that want that part. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. God forbid. That's great for Steeda, especially
sales.
But I'll tell you what, man, after that first production set of orders was built, they were shipped out. We had one expected to come right in the second that
it dropped.
Here's
the killer, ladies
hit.
And gentlemen. Ready
the
for
second
this?
That it hit, before I could even respond in email, said, here, ship this thing out, you know, confirming that the client
still wants it.
You had already
paid for it with the client's money, too.
Before I could even send that email out within an hour's time span, sorry, we just went on back order.
That's
again. That's how fast that stuff goes.
It does.
Incredible.
And then you're stuck holding the bag, yeah. And we have to say, you know what? Hey, guys, it's on back order. Well, people are not generally patient about that. Well, we can't. And now you match that in with the older cars where even though people are bringing NOS, you know, type stuff, back to,
yeah.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't work.
No. You saw that on that Thunderbird weather strip, man. Oh. It's even though you're buying aftermarket, man, you're buying reproduction. You're getting just that. I mean, is everything going to be 100%? No chance. You know, you might get 92%. You might get 95%. Maybe 98, you'll never get 100. You just won't, man. It's reproduction. It's aftermarket tooling. It's aftermarket equipment. Now, I'm not saying that's the way it goes with aftermarket upgraded components, but it is the way it goes when it comes to aftermarket replacement components. And what I mean by that is weather strips, trim pieces, stainless trim, bumpers,
well, the other thing
you know,
too.
Window handles, things like that. All of them are reproduction tooling trying to recreate what once was, and it's, you'll never be 100%.
It's not. And you know, those molds shrank over the years. So the, what you receive is slightly off. And the other thing too is, Bub, on one of the tops you were working on this week, the holes were completely drilled. Somebody, instead of taking the time to slow it down and put the holes and line the screws up where they originally drilled by mm-hmm. the factory, mm-hmm. they just went through and took the weather strip, which was not right at some point over its years, and re-drilled holes all the way along the top frame. And you had to go back and redo all of that. And you bought all new hardware so it looked right, indexed all the screws. It was just, it's crazy what you deal with. And people just think, snap your fingers and it's done. Well, yeah. I'll go complain and whine.
Yeah, it's a tough industry, man. You're dealing with a lot of clients, a lot of personalities, a lot of some people very, very, very understanding. Some people that have been around the block, they've done it.
Yep.
You know, we've got clients that are currently having, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 cars being built at one time, all over 6 figures each ride. So we have clients like that are very, very understanding, that know that 3 and 4 and even 5 years of a build are
not. It's not a long time to with everything you got to do, man.
Not when you're doing an extreme build. And that's what a lot of people want. They all want extreme builds, but they want it for the cheapest price and they want it for the quickest time. You're never going to have that.
That's right.
It's never going to be a combo that you get.
It's like Donnie said this morning, there is only one Bubba, and Bubba can't handle all the work that comes through.
Tell you what, though, stuff is good when I do it.
Yeah, it's real very good. It's really good. And that's why I say, ladies and gentlemen around the world, I'm going to reach out to my good friend down there, Greg DeMaria, Delaware. Collision Center. I'm going to see if he's got a couple techs he can throw up here at us.
Yeah.
So we can finalize some of these body shop, body component pieces that we want to finish up of, and
yeah.
You know, get them done. And then part of I think the near goal is with the increase in the entertainment side, which we really like, we're going to be closing down that side of the business so we can focus on other things. You want to build the performance and the engines. That's where you like to build.
Yeah, it's you know, that's always the big frustration getter in this industry is. Not the mechanical side, that rolls pretty fast. You know, getting mechanical parts in today's world is pretty quick. Most guys are very impatient when it comes to, you know, wheels and tires. That's a big one where a lot of people get frustrated when you're doing custom cut designs. You're doing something that's going to be right off the shelf. It's an immediate minimum 4 to 6 weeks, and that's just right out of the gate. That's not even depending on workflow. That's just a minimum to have the equipment cut billet aluminum wheels, and it gets worse if you're doing a one piece, a two piece, a three piece, because you are doing different steps and barrels, and you've got to have all those things custom built for your application. Do you want custom built wheels for your application, or you want to sit around and just buy some quick junk offline, throw them on there, and have whatever fitment it is?
And by the way, what everybody else has as well,
right? So you know, you get a lot of frustration when it comes to custom built wheels. You get a lot of frustration when it comes to paint and body on big, you know, full restoration.
Yes.
But let's be real here. Those are the two go-to items, the very first thing that make or break a car: paint and body and the stance and wheels and tires. That is it. That's either going to attract you to the car or it's not. That's it. Like, those are your two major things. The rest of it, interior, easy to change. You can do it in a couple weeks if you want to. You know, mechanically, not hard. You can pretty much do anything mechanically you want in a quick amount of time, depending on what you're doing.
Sure.
You know, that's your time. That's your killer right there, man. It's about your finish. It's about how much does it shine? Is there overspray into the door jams? Does it look good? When you open the doors, is
there
anything gap?
When you get up on the car,
is
it rubbing?
How does that door even open? How's the handle feel in your hand? Is it
yeah,
hard to open?
Yeah, right
is it,
on, man.
You know, all those little things that are going to either make or break that ride.
That's exactly right. Jeff Bram says, I was a little late joining. Are you still waiting for parts on my car? I will not release a client's personal information about their car, Bob. I can't do that.
Yes.
Unless you want to answer that.
No, we're just working away.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'll call you, Jeff. That's your personal business, man. I don't put that out there for the world. Jeff Graham, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very good client of ours. He's one of the good guys, man.
Yes.
Jeff is one of the good guys.
So he's St. Louis Cardinals. Come on.
Except he's a Cardinals
fan. Come on.
What are we going to do about that? We're going to have to change him on that. I'm trying to work with him, but he's been a fan of that Cardinals organization, has inside connections to that Cardinals organization, and has
this
for a very long time. Bob.
Yes, this is so true.
Yes. But yeah, I'll talk to him about that offline. We don't jump into that online. So it does take time, Bob. Things do take a long time, and people have to be patient about it, because you can't go to every corner to have this kind of stuff done.
No, there's no chance. You know, and if you do, it's kind of a 50-50, you know, roll of the dice. It's maybe some guy's going to say he can do it, some guy can't. You know, it's really hard, man. It's a hard industry to be in. And it's, you know, much like any, it's not just the automotive world. It's, you know, in the contractor world, the GC stuff, it's some of our great friends own contracting companies.
They do,
a couple of them. You just can't find solid, good workers, man, that just treat things the way you would do them. Guys that have either schooling under their belt, or they have, you know, a really good skill set, a strong skill set. Go Cards.
Jeff says, go Cardinals.
I don't know. I feel like the Marlins are on top of the game right now.
They are doing pretty good.
Pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're doing really, really well, man. Hey, Jeff, did you see the other day, what was it? I think it was a Mets game. The only reason we stay on top of it is because we build for a lot of the players, Bob.
I mean, even when I go to the games, I don't even watch them.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a baseball – well, I'm a baseball fan, but, I mean, I'm not like a diehard. I live, eat, and breathe it. Did you see the game the other day, Jeff, where the Mets were playing? I think it was the Cubs. And there was a wild pitch, man. Was it the?
You don't even know what you're saying.
I don't know
right
what, but two teams broke out, and there were brawls on the field. You know, and
that's happened a few times.
That has happened. I guess if I got hit by a pitch at 100 miles an hour, I'd be pissed off too. I'd be carrying the bat out there with me.
You ought to see the one that Volstad did a couple years ago. Pretty funny, dude.
Did he hit somebody?
Oh,
he's and Chris Volstad.
He's a big boy,
ladies and gentlemen. Chris Volstad is a big, big boy. He plays for the White Sox and friend of ours, and he's a big boy, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, pretty funny, dude. I'll show you the video of it.
He'll hardly fit through that door frame.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Pretty funny.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
Really laid back guy.
Yeah.
Fun guy, too, man.
Yeah.
All the ball players are, man.
Yeah. I mean, just looking for a good time and having fun. You know, they're out there entertaining, man. It's they're entertaining. They're getting to do what they love. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, they can do it. They have fun with it. And, you know, of course, there's a lot that comes with that as well. There's people don't understand just the Major League Baseball side of it, man. The contracts are so strict and so tight. There are limitations to that. And a lot of people think it's big money contracts to just go out and dick around and do whatever you want to do. And it's not that way. It is very, very limited, very strict on what you can do, what you can wear, how you can wear it, how you can present yourself, wearing suits in certain locations, wearing, you know, not being able to, you know, do very high activity sports because you can't hurt yourself. If there is a severe risk of hurting yourself, riding a bicycle, got to have a helmet on. I mean, it's literally anything and everything you could possibly imagine that locks you in almost like you're a child. It's a super, super tight contract, but a lot of people don't understand the details to it unless you're on the inside.
They don't understand the details to it. Jeff said he only saw highlights of those benches emptying out, Bub.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They emptied out pretty quick.
Speaking of which, have you talked to Derek at all, man?
I have, yeah.
And how's he doing, man? Derek Dietrich, who is the
left fielder
for the Miami Marlins. You and he are extremely close, good friends, man.
Yeah,
he loves you to death. You love him to death, man.
Yeah, man. And he's killing it right now. He's on fire, dude. He's out there. He's dominating and owning the team. And you know, that's super proud of him, man. Because it's you know, a lot of that team was traded or you know moved you know in this past couple months. And luckily he was able to stay. And he's out there just you know he's giving it his all and he's letting it fly. He truly is, man. He's hitting the homers. His batting average is insane right now. You know, so he's just doing his thing, man. He's out there, he's owning it and putting 100% into it. And that's what's great.
He really is, Bub. And what's more is he's just a really good guy. Did you see the picture the other day? He was standing, somebody that took it was like ground level and it kind of angled up. And there was Derek with his hands behind his back in his uniform. As you saw Dietrich running across from shoulder to shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a mom and her son right there.
Mm-hmm.
And his caption was, "This is why I do it."
Yeah.
What an amazing man.
Yeah.
What a good guy, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Those guys are just all great players, you know, and you just can't, I mean, what can you say? What cannot be said about them, right?
Right.
They're good people. So, Bub, now let's jump into, I want to talk about, you had three Jeeps in here last week, man, and it was just really, really crazy. They were the quick jobs that run through the door. Let's talk a little bit about those in the midst of everything else that you're building here.
Yeah, man. So, you know, really fun stuff. It's, you know, down here in South Florida, the weather's beautiful. There's a lot of beach riding you can do. There's a lot of on-road you can do. There's a lot of off-road you can do. There are places here locally that you can do extreme off-roading, and you could essentially go out and totally lose your Jeep and claim insurance on it if you needed to, because there is such severe off-roading here in South Florida. And I'll tell you what, man, we had a lot of fun with it. We had quite a few Jeeps roll through here last week, all JKs. One, a brand new JL 2018
model line. Nice,
man, I'll tell you what, dude, Mopar did a killer job.
Yes, they did.
On the improvements and upgrades from the Jeep JK line to the Jeep JL line right there in 17-18 swap when they did it. Still, JKs are available, the traditional Jeep Wranglers, but the new JL, if that's the design and style that you want, the improvements are incredible. The drivetrain, the transmission that they put in, the torquiness, it made that motor come to life the way that they re-engineered and designed the transmissions. Literally feels like you are driving. It has the same shift design as a modern sports car. And let me tell you, for a Jeep that for the longest period of time has just been dog slow, it's incredible to drive. It upshifts very, very crisp, but very fast. It's downshifts. It almost feels like it's always got an engine brake on. It's literally almost like somebody's paddle shifting the car.
Wow.
Very firm, very crisp. That genuine style of that firm transmission feel, that high end Euro feel that I like. It's very crisp, very fast. And I'll tell you what, man, it's huge improvements to the interior, the luxury of it. Just great. Love it.
I think that's very nice. Is that available only on the JL
side? Yeah, only on the JL side.
Yeah. And it's, do you have to buy like a Sahara or Wrangler Plus or something like
no,
that to get
just
it?
Just JLs, period.
Really, man?
Yeah.
Because I know there were times on the JKs, which was the previous model, that they were doing things like, they were doing stuff like, you had to buy a certain package, the Sahara or whatever, to get audio, to get like an Alpine audio or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's still the same thing. You know, you're going to be able to get that JL in a couple different model lines, you know, the Rubicon, of course, fully loaded Saharas, you know, all of these things are going to give you different options, and it's all about how much, of course, your budget is. I mean, that's of course with anything at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's all about budget.
Right.
But every one of them is going to come with a great set of features, man. And it's, you know, we did a nice package on one of them, cold air intake, tune, exhaust system on a fully loaded Rubicon. It didn't need much more than that. Already had the upgraded suspension, wheels and tires. And there are plans to go more. We are actually having Rough Country send us in one of the new JL 2.5-inch lift kits for those, which by the way, allow you right out of the gate, no trimming, no modifying, no cutting, no different bumpers, nothing, to throw a set of 37-inch wheels and tires on there and ride sick, dude. And let me tell you, the way that they redesigned those fender wells on those, more of a modern flair to it, much more smooth LED running lights and turn signals in the fenders. Really gave it more of a clean car look than they did that aggressive, well, still very aggressive, but not so not so boxy, rugged looking. It's everything's been rounded out and really cleaned out and smoothed out on it. So I'm kind of feeling it.
As a designer, how do you feel about that? I mean, what do you like that softer, rounded style? Do you think it'll still be as rugged off-road? Do you think they did their R&D? What are your thoughts?
Oh, of course. I mean, the R&D side of it, for sure. They've handled it, and it's, you know, way, way, way better. Much, much more improved. You know, and that's pretty solid, man, because I thought from, man, maybe, let me see here. I want to say 2012, 2013, like the 13, 14 model lines of the Jeep JKs, they already did a interior upgrade to them. They redesigned the dashes in them. They redesigned the door panels in them, the weather strip, the triple sealing characteristics of it. So they really made them much more quiet on the inside for road noise, for sealing. You know, the leather that they've started putting in them, the color match stitching that they're putting in the seats, whether it's white, red, you know, whatever it may be, you can custom order those in. You know, they've done a lot of great upgrades to them, and that was in like 15. We actually bought a 15 at that time, all fully loaded, and that's the way it came. The improvements and the upgrades that they had done from, you know, like the earlier models, 07, 08, 09, huge difference. You know, while those earlier models were a little more of the rugged, just the traditional Jeep style, you start getting into that 15 era, and they start getting more of the luxury, but still fully functional off-road capabilities. Now you roll it into the 18 JL model line, and it has just taken over everything. It is very aggressive, yet very modern all at the same time. The luxury inside of it is incredible. The switch is very, very smooth. Tell you what I don't like. The turn signal stalk, plastic as junk, feels terrible.
Really?
Terrible.
I never liked...
Very clicky, clunky, it feels cheap in your hand. It's going to snap off. It's going to be a problem. I'm telling you right now.
Is it?
Oh, for sure.
People hitting their knees on it or something.
It's going to be a problem.
Especially taller people like the ball players.
Yeah.
you know, I wonder if they thought that through.
It's no, that'll be a problem. It'll be a flaw for sure. I guarantee it.
Really?
If you want to seal that up and mark it an envelope, give it a couple months. It'll be a recall.
No, no,
it'll be a
redesign. You're really good with that stuff. I mean, you're really, really good with that kind of stuff. Good morning to Jennifer, your sister, my eldest. She's out there listening as well, running around somewhere in the Northeast, man. I think she's up in Buffalo, New York, bub.
Who knows?
God only knows, man.
Yeah, no idea.
Who knows? When those girls go, you never can tell. I just talked to Mike over at Barrett Jackson. I asked him to call in, give us a live remote. He's not able
cool.
to. He said they're very, very busy. He said, but yeah. Please, Tom, when you and Bubba get here, you know, please stop by. I'd really like to meet you guys.
Yeah, nice.
So we definitely will. And you know what, Jeff? Today is the unveiling at the Celebrate Exotic Car Festival up there of the Orange County Choppers. American Chopper Bike, and you need to get up there. If you're I think you're just south of Orlando, Jeff, if the day's clear, if we can talk, I can get you in to see that, probably VIP. It's going to be a great, great, great show. We're planning to be up there due to Robin's aunt. We're not going to make it up there. However, I think REO Speedwagon is playing tonight, and the original band, Kevin Cronin's fronting it too, Bob.
Yes, this is true.
It's going to be a really good time, man.
Yeah.
Make-A-Wish Foundation dinner and everything. It's going to be a great time. Jeff, that might be something for you to do today, if you, and we can talk about that if you'd like to offline.
Yeah.
But you also knocked out a quick lift on a JK very quickly as well. I mean, you did those, you did all three of those within a day, all three within a day, man. You were hustling it out.
Yeah, man. I was rolling, dude. Now, you know, again, doing another one here this morning, you know, one that we've been doing for quite some time now, a lot of mods, a lot of upgrades too. Early model 2008. But we are, you know, last week we just wrapped it up and crushed it with the JKs and JLs through here, man. There's a lot of them in South Florida. A lot of great guys out there, a lot of great designs out there. The Jeep industry is huge here. The market is flooded with them. The market is flooded with guys building them here, especially in South Florida. There are shops strictly that just do Jeeps, literally Jeeps, lift kits, installs, wheels and tires, accessories. I mean, and that's how flooded this market is down here in South Florida.
Yeah, man.
In terms of it, man. And all those guys, great clients, great friends, you know, just everybody out here doing it. It's a super fun time, man. But we crushed it, dude, with the Jeeps last week, man.
Yep.
Everything from, you know, lift kits to, you know, custom powder coat and custom accessories, you know, power packages to, you know, custom tunes on these things to, man, Rough Country lighting to, you know, everything you can imagine. I mean, Rough Country's been freaking stocking us up left and right, man. Just pallets of stuff just dropping off here for all the online orders we have coming through that we're, you know, taking these things out of the boxes. We're doing custom powder coating with padded Palm Beach plating, getting everything custom colored, shipping these things out to clients worldwide, man, and just, you know, setting these things off. Even if we're not designing and building them here, we are still drop shipping these things in custom colors to your front door. So it's a lot of fun.
Good morning, Bub. This one's going to take you by surprise. Say good morning to Jonathan Thorpe, the former photographer for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports when we were in the Northern Virginia area. He's joining us. Good morning, Jonathan. How you doing, man? Welcome to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast brought to you in 4K. How are you, man?
Long time,
it's been
bro.
A long time.
Long time.
Man,
very, I think the last time, was like 2000. Geez, had to be 8, 10.
It's been a while, man.
Had to be.
Been a while, man. Jonathan is a
maybe
good
13.
Dude. In fact, we still have. We did a photo op with him for our former television show, Hot Rod Reality, which won the Silver Telly Award, by the way. And I think that photo op went down in 2009, 2010. It was
yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah,
at the Manassas Speedway. In Northern Virginia, and that large poster that he did of you and I is hanging in our lobby right now in the administrative offices.
Yep,
that's a great picture, man. Those pretty solid. Those pictures are still all around, but you know we see your pictures creeping up everywhere, just like the one that's on the Celebrate Exotic Car Festival's show today from the Back to the Future car.
Yeah.
Still pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, there is a lot. And it's neat the way you see it's neat to see you smile when you think about those things, you know. But
yeah.
We've done a lot of things in 16 years, Bob.
Yeah.
Been through a lot too, right?
Yeah, man. So I'll tell you what, dude. It's let's talk about this. So all right, so here's one of the flaws that the aftermarket world has not really done for some reason, in terms of clean, full 3/16 fabbed front and rear bumpers, matching
yes.
front and rear bumpers for any of the Jeep model line. It's something that's always kind of struck me because, I feel like there's never been just a lot of clients come to us and, you know, let's face it, you know, you want to lift these things up. Some guys want to go tall. Some guys want to go mild. They want to go short and stout. So they want, you know, maybe a couple inch, 2 inch, 3 inch lift, but they want to run a set of 38s on these Jeeps. you know, to really get that fat, low aggressive stance to it, almost like the Hummer H1s, that very thick, bold look. It's achievable, but it's tricky to do because you've got to change your front bumper or cut the crap out of your factory plastic one. And that just looks terrible. So you want to change your front bumper, get something with like a nice 45 degree taper on the ends of it. But a lot of guys don't want to change their fenders because they want that short, stout look. They want it to be, you know, a full, not very tall, and make it look like it's crazy lifted. You know, and part of that is tricky because you can't find a front full width, meaning from fender to fender, that touches the fenders like the factory one would. There's a few companies out there, just a couple, I'm telling you, out of all of the companies out there that sell for Jeeps, there's only a few that sell full width bumpers that literally match edge to edge,
yeah,
like
you've talked about that before.
1/8-inch gaps that meet the bottom of the fenders. You know, it's very, very hard to find them that look really clean, but also to find the same brand that sells a full width rear bumper. A lot of people don't go full width in the rear. Again, for that same thing, for clearance, for flex, some people run stubby fenders. A lot of people change out their fenders, but some guys that want these like street queens down here in South Florida, they want things that look really, really, really good, but they'll never, ever take them off road and use them for that full flex function. So they can have that short and stout look, but they want a really clean and aggressive stance on it. So they're low, but they've got a big set of tires. It's meaty, doesn't scrub at all. Unless you go, of course, full flex, you might get some scrubbing here and there. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes guys just want a street queen down here in South Florida. We do a lot of them and we see a lot of them and it looks really good. But to do that full width style rear bumper, you're going to have to do some fabrication, man. And I'll tell you what, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a design on front and rear bumpers for the Jeep JKs. And it's going to rock everyone, man, when they see it, because it is literally going to be a full width front and rear design, structural integrity, safe. And it's going to be either in a Kevlar coated finish, something textured with a lot of grain in it, so it looks like very aggressive off-roady, or in a smoothed out complete base coat, clear coat, color match finish with accent pieces on it. So it's going to literally tie it in as if it were something that Mopar did from, you know, in terms of like a heavy duty aftermarket steel plated bumper, but looks super, super smooth and clean. So you can have this really aggressive off-roady, wide, thick, bold looking Jeep, but it can have the cleanliness of something you pull up in valet.
Right on, Bob. Good explanation. Just want to say good morning to Greg. Greg, good morning to you. How are you doing out there, man? Good morning to your very, very good friend, Bob, Mr. Tim Wood.
Woody, what up?
What up, Woody? Another really, really, really solid dude, man.
Yeah.
What can you say bad about Woodrow?
Nothing.
That's right, man. And good morning to Angie Williams. Angie is the beautiful bride of Larry Williams, who is to us, Bob,
our upholsterer.
That's correct. He is the leader of the Team BEM upholstery facility up there in Chatham, Georgia, and they are going to be starting some work on one of the big celebrity rides down here.
Yeah.
In our trim shop, and that's going to be an amazing one. You guys are going to
be a big boy right there.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mom says, Robin said, I just took a sip of my coffee. I got a mouthful of grinds. You forgot to put the filter in. God dang it. That's funny. I always make mom coffee in the morning. I'm sorry, babe. Some mornings are really,
Robin,
really
that's what I deal with here every day. Like, he goes 90%, always misses a key factor that makes it 100% every day.
Look in the right side of the sink, sweetheart. I remember now turning it upside down.
Yep, so that filter's just laying there.
Yeah, upside down.
Close, but not there.
You know what would be even funnier, hon, is if you, when you got those coffee grinds in your mouth, you just went and spit them out all over the wall and just left it.
Just finished drinking them. Realized about 5 minutes later.
I'm sorry, hon. My heart was in the right place, but, you know, 4:35 in the morning comes really, really early, man. So anyways, good morning to Angie out there. You know, Larry and Angie are upholstery done by the style, man.
That's right.
A lot of good stuff getting ready to come out of that department. The BMW is up there being worked on. That's looking really, really pretty, Bub.
Yeah.
I understand the owner talked to them this week. He was real happy about it. I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday, the owner talked to them.
Yeah.
You just can't beat that quality. In fact, I was talking to Larry last night. They had a couple cars that were stored over there in the upholstery shop, and they pulled them out of there. So now that's going to be just the custom detail side of things, man. It's going to be pretty cool, man.
Nice.
So I'm in debate now. I don't know whether we should run up to if they should just take part of that interior up there and get it started, man. Start putting the headline or the DVDs and the monitors and all that stuff in the seats. I don't know, but you guys have to figure all that out.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to have to be a design here for sure.
Yeah, there's no, I told Larry. Yeah, he's going to have to sit down with you. You guys have a full 6 hours behind closed doors on that one.
Yeah, that one's going to be it's going to be a tricky one because it's got to be clean, it's got to be classy, but also still very aggressive at the same time. So there's got to be a way to tie it all into the theme. Of course, you know, this vehicle we're doing is going to, it's literally going to be a military grade assault vehicle that's going to be on the streets of South Florida. So it's going to look pretty freaking nasty, but I'll tell you what, the interior of it's got to fit the theme, also match it, but be very luxurious inside. So kind of a hard combo to put together there because, you know, you've got a military grade outside. It's going to be very tough, rugged and aggressive. How do you bring that into the inside and add that touch of class to it? That's where you got to really put your mind together.
Well, that's where you and Larry have to work that out. I mean, you guys are very, very bright minds with that stuff, and you guys need to kind of get in and sort all that stuff out and figure it out. And by the way, it will be beautiful when it is done, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a stunning look. That's all I can tell you. And people are going to want to watch that. I sent Larry pictures the exterior of the vehicle and it's taken a lot just to get it to that point, Bob.
Yeah, it's you know, it's gonna go crazy, man. And you know, when we do these things, it's you know, again, that paint and body side, man, if you want them done right, you have to do it one way, and that is it. There's no rushing it, there's no shortcuts. You don't just tape stuff up, you take it apart. You know, and that's the key factor, man. And we're taking this thing all the way down to literally the body of its that just is essentially an empty shell. And that's the way that this thing's gonna get Kevlar coated, so that it is in every nook and every cranny. So it looks like it just went down the Ford assembly line and had that military grade Kevlar finish put to it. And that's the only way to do it, man. You can't just kind of tape stuff up and shoot around and hope you get it in all the cracks. You've got to do it right. So it's consistent flow. It looks really good. It lays out super smooth. That's exactly what we're going to do, man. I'm loving it. So this thing's going to be super, super bad when it's done.
I'll let you fix my phone, Bob.
What do you got now?
All I want to do is be able to say hello to people as they come up. That's one of the things we like to do is acknowledge everybody who comes and joins the show. Every time I try to use it, it gives me some error. So it just gets old, Bob. We like to interact.
Maybe you should try to refresh your phone. You know what's funny is I actually got pretty fuming last night because for some reason I get a message on my phone as I'm literally working out. So I use my YouTube every time I'm working out, and I get a message that says you're over your data. Your service is being shut off right now because we can have 30 gigabytes of data or some crap every month. Mm-hmm. Literally had to call them just to get them to move up our plan while I was in the middle of my workout because they shut off my service because we went over 30 gigabytes of data. I don't understand how we've used that much in 30 days.
Does it use that much if you're using YouTube in the gym all the time?
No, no chance, man. Do you know how little that uses? I mean, it uses some, but there's no way you cross that much data.
See, and that's what I keep getting is my cannot play. And that's what I don't understand. I don't understand the difference between a gigabyte, terabyte, megabyte. I mean, and it all moves so quickly, you know, it changes so rapidly. Those are not things that people from my generation came up with, Bob. And it's very hard because you struggle to understand, you know? And as I was literally watching, something that may have been last night as we were just kind of sitting down, spending some time, quiet time together. And there was a young man talking about, you know, some of the things he was doing technically. And I thought about that's the guy who will be bringing the next generation of military arms to bear, mm-hmm. The next platform of software update, you know, that's the way the mind thinks. So even Bub, by your standards, at some point, it's all going to be so changed, but at least you're on that curve where you understood how to stay up with technology.
Yeah.
It's a constant battle for people like us, you know?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It's real tough, but we get through it. Larry and I are old farts. How about that, Bob?
This is true.
We'll just go with that. I think Greg's an old fart too.
This is also true.
You and Woodward are not old farts.
No.
No?
Yeah.
So Woody can throw a hell of a baseball.
Yeah, he can.
I wouldn't want to be within his striking distance.
No, not at all.
You ever seen him throw?
Yes.
He looks like a friggin' rubber band.
I know.
And seriously.
Here's the windup and here's the pitch.
Yeah. And I mean, it's wound up. His arm looks like one of those rubber bands that you've got an airplane propeller and you just spin the propeller and you double knot the rubber band.
Yeah.
That's what his arm looks like. And then when he throws, his arm goes and the ball goes.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy, Bub.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So Bub sold it at, let's see, what did you sell at Bear Jackson, Bub?
See what I'm saying? See how you just got that text message? I sent that 3 hours ago.
Did you really?
Yeah. What I'm saying about Sprint. By the way, sucked. Straight up.
Yeah, Verizon was any better, man?
Oh, way better.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean, not when we had our hurricane here back in September. It took out our tower, which is literally less than 37 feet from the shop.
Yeah.
So it took out our tower and they couldn't figure out why we had no service for the longest time. And I definitely kept telling them, maybe it's because this 150-foot tower that's laying against the building.
Yeah.
With something's wrong there.
With 50 other repeaters on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now over the past month, we've been watching them every day with a crane set it up. So I feel bad for those people with Verizon that use this tower, because let me tell you, it's definitely been down for quite some time.
It has.
And they're just now getting on it. So once they get it fixed, I might be transferring back over. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. But hold on one second here.
What do you got?
Let's see. You still hold on. Let me see here. You still have time.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to see if we can get somebody to join us.
Oh, okay. So, anyways, man, I'll tell you what, I'm definitely looking forward to, actually, you know, everybody's going to have to stay tuned and see the Instagram postings of the before, after of these Jeep bumpers that I'm designing now for the front and the rear. Those will be up on social media, instagram.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And then you will be able to see them and purchase them at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com directly. Again, in different finishes available, drop ship to your door if you want to be a do-it-yourselfer, or swing by and have BEM do the install for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll tell you what, man, crazy, crazy, crazy upgrades. It's going to be insane. Total facelift, night and day difference, total change before, after. Not going to look like anything else out there on the road.
All of those things, all of these parts are available, Bub, at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. We are also going to be putting up the full line of Code 504 products. I think we have a call with them again Monday morning, Bub.
I'm not sure.
We're going to be talking about the SEMA build. The whole context of that conversation is going to be around the SEMA build. Any ideas on the SEMA build yet, Bub?
I've got plenty of ideas. It's just about doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take?
Listen, you can't just sit around and talk through life, bro. You got to, if you're going to freaking do it, you got
to
do it.
I think that's what the plan is on Monday.
Let's giddy up. Let's go.
To get that done.
Yeah.
But because it doesn't.
I get that all the time. People want to ask me about this and that and talk about this. Hey, man, enough with the ideas. Listen, it's about budget. Are you ready to go? If not, hit the road, Toad.
That's really what it is.
Seriously. That's it. Like, I can talk ideas all day long, but if nobody's ready to play a game, then just go sit back down.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, honestly.
That's Code 504 has been real good, man. They've been good people to deal with over there.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, and how many times have you been promised things throughout the success of your career and the fact that you're in the public's eye? How many times have you been promised things by people only to find out that they're just trying to hitch their wagon to your stardom and do nothing for you?
Yeah, meanwhile, happens a lot.
Meanwhile, you've been the one that have put everybody out there.
Yeah.
So – Jeff Graham said he's north of Orlando. He wanted to go, but has a conflict. Thanks. So you're welcome, Jeff. That would have been a great one for you to go in and see.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Those people, man. That's real, real good. Jeff, you're out there golfing today. I know what you're doing.
Probably.
He probably is. Or he's sitting at a Cardinals game.
Good luck.
Yeah. They're probably playing like the Minnesota Twins. So he's up there with Logan Morrison.
It's possible.
Right.
Yeah.
I bet that's where Jeff is. He's texting us from 30,000 feet above sea level. He's up in an airplane right now.
It's possible.
It is, man.
Wi-Fi.
That's exactly right. How do you feel about the cars coming in from Barrett Jackson? You know, you're going to get rushed here.
Yeah, man. It's, every year Barrett Jackson, Palm Beach, they kill me, man, with work for the following, month, 2 months afterwards, sometimes even more than that, man. And just depending on sales and what rolls through, there's a lot of crazy things going through. A lot of high-end rides, a lot of not-so-high-end rides. Just going to stand back and wait, man. It's typically Monday morning. You have transport trailers show up here. None of the cars can leave there till Sunday. And they just load up out front, and they just start dropping rides everywhere. So it's Monday morning all the way throughout the week. I'm sure it's going to be intense here.
It is. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind everybody that we are looking to add a couple people to our staff. I would like to find one more technician and one. I would like to find the right body and paint tech as well. I really want to start pushing these clients out the cars out the doors much, much faster. We all have goals as owners of a business and what we want to do. And that would be the one thing I'd love to do the most, Bob.
Yep.
Get them out faster.
Well, and just good. Like, you got to be good, man. This one ride I've been doing a full polish on, 7-stage polishing, man. And you can take a turd and turn it into a freaking mirror image, man, as long as you've got that skill set and you've got the quality components to do it with. And that's what it's about, man. It's about doing that, doing a solid job every time, no matter what. And you don't change your quality based off of price. If you're not going to do it for the right price, don't accept it.
Don't come in here and ask me to change my price either, okay? If you want cheap, carry it down the road and get it cheap. That's it. All right. Good. So, carry it down the road. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk to you about it. Sales at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Get me your resumes. I want to talk to you. Or if it's somebody you know who'd love to join the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports family. But we're at the top of the hour. We're very proud. The new show is airing out on Podcast One. Now we do have a new iTunes page out there as well, where the show is airing from. We want to thank everybody around the world for joining us. We also want to thank everybody around the world for making us the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. We're always open to your thoughts and ideas, and we'll discuss any subject you would like as well. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, find her online with all of her apparel and all the great stuff. Understand there's all kinds of new fashions that have arrived, Bub. Much of which has wound up finding its way into your house, being prepackaged for sale, for being sent out, I understand.
That's right.
So, but 561-660-6695 or on the web, ladies and gentlemen, find it there. Bear Jackson, auto auction of the Palm Beaches is going on now. Chris Jacobs, I mean, Christy Lee, all the guys are there, and the cars that are running across that auction block are phenomenal. Everybody get to Orlando area, and do not miss the unveiling of the American Chopper motorcycle. You're going to be blown away. What you think about it?
Wrap it up over there, dude.
Got to get through
your outros. Come on.
Got to get through it. You're going to be blown away by the unveiling of the bike you see today. It's not like anything you've ever seen today. Join the Tuttles up there at the Celebrate Exotic Car Festival. Until Monday, Bub, at 11 a.m. when we bring you the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports live stream. What are we going to do?
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's go. The new Macy's Backstage at Merritt Square just opened.
And it's right inside Macy's on the second floor.
Incredible low prices.
We don't even need coupons.
And you never know what you'll find.
Well, that's what the thrill of the hunt is all about.
Great brands, fashion for everyone.
Home decor, electronics, toys.
And new finds arrive every week.
So if you see it, buy it before it's gone.
Who knew shopping could be this exciting?
Macy's Backstage now open on the second floor inside Merritt Square. Visit Macy'sBackstage.com for details.
Let's go. The new Macy's Backstage at Merritt Square just opened.
And it's right inside Macy's on the second floor.
Incredible low prices.
We don't even need coupons.
And you never know what you'll find.
Well, that's what the thrill of the hunt is all about.
Great brands, fashion for everyone.
Home decor, electronics, toys.
And new finds arrive every week.
So if you see it, buy it before it's gone.
Who knew shopping could be this exciting?
Macy's Backstage now open on the second floor inside Merritt Square. Visit Macy'sBackstage.com for details.